This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Choose, for the road that leads to life is what we arrive at. Within a pounding chorus, we hear the words of truth, for the knowledge of Him brings the joy and laughter.
Dwelling in the presence of His majesty,
it is liberty.
I'm free to see.
That is where my soul will always long to be.
My heart is dwelling place, and Lord, thank you for your Son and all the battles won that brought me to your house of praise.
Oh,
da-da-da.
Oh yeah, yeah. He will always answer you when you kneel to pray. Not be in my time, but I know He'll make a way, 'cause I'm living in the light of one who delivers. Oh yes, I am.
Reaching down from heaven, He took a hold of me.
Yes,
so carefully.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He rescued me.
Oh, He rescued me.
No one He rescued did
come
on.
Calvary. Oh yes, and that is why in faith, pressing on.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
Just one unusual damning trouble can cause you to double your steps. Great is the opposition by the enemy, but greater is our position in Christ. The situation might desperately and verily seem late, but you are not out of date. Regress 10 times, but one step of faith can bring the desired progress. Whatever the noise of the battle, surely you shall have a voice of victory. Written by Ebenezer Kwei.
Hello, hello, and you're so welcome to our daily devotional series. My name is Emmanuel Lai, and we have our pastor here, Pastor Osei Bonsu. Pastor, you are so welcome to the studio. We thank God for the fact that we can have the opportunity to come and study His word. Pastor, I want to read to you a text so that you can give us your views on that. And it says, we are in continual danger of getting above the simplicity of the gospel. There is an intense desire on the part of many to startle the world with something original that shall lift the people into a state of spiritual ecstasy, change the present order of experience. People usually want to bring something new. There is certainly great need of a change, which is not disputed. But it looks like every now and then, our pastors, our clergy, and the workers of the Lord want to experiment and always give people something that will be new enough. And if it doesn't come from God, it doesn't really matter. What is your take on this?
Yes. These prophets sometimes experience that ecstatic experience. They sometimes pass through that. Like Prophet Ezekiel, for instance, he was sometimes, that particular act is a process of unconscious living. The person will just fall. The person will just behave as if he is not of himself and be speaking. Whilst the person is there, the person will be speaking the message. It happens to them. And during that Hebrew time or these people time, that was what sometimes happens to some of the prophets. But when we come to New Testament, if we experience that ecstatic thing, then definitely it's not biblical. Mm-hmm. One thing that I have come to know is that God has a diverse way of talking to His people. So many ways. During that time, God was speaking to His people through that prophets and these people and through that action. But sometimes some pastors nowadays are just imitating what just went on during that time. And they are doing this even extraordinarily just to deceive people. As I said earlier, we have to compare everything to the scripture. What they are doing, is it biblical or it is not? If we find answer to it, then we can decide on our own. We should not just respect or esteem people to be so spiritual based on how the person is. God can speak to you as individual, irrespective of who you are. Only give your heart to Him and He can speak to you.
So, from what you are saying, of course we need change. Of course we have to come to a point in time where we do things differently from how it used to be done. But I think the most important question we need to ask ourselves is, what shall I do to be saved? And not, how shall I do what I have to do to be saved? I think that's what we are trying to draw the line between.
Yes. One thing that we have to bear in mind of is that, as Brother Lai has said, what shall I do? Personally, what are you doing? Not what your pastor or your church or religious leader is doing. Am I not also a human being? Can't God also speak to me? God is speaking to us always. But at times when people comes and be saying that I had this, I passed through that, I do this, sometimes some of us ask ourselves, so are we not people that God cannot also speak to us? Issue is, what am I doing to be saved? At long run, it boils down to salvation. What is going on nowadays? Is it pointing us to our salvation or different things? We should not just do what the Bible or God is not expecting us to do, just to deceive people for our money, just to tell people that we are closer to God or that stuff. When Jeremiah was proclaiming the truth to the people, at long run, some obeyed it, others did not. But what can we learn from Jeremiah as a person? Jeremiah was not taken into captivity. Even the commander-in-chief gave him the free of choice to choose whether he will go back to Egypt or he will go to them in Babylon. In fact, the commander himself realized that what Jeremiah was saying was from God, even a pagan. The people that are supposed to listen to the word of God were not doing it. So, my dear listeners, what are we experiencing in our churches today? What is going on? Some things that we are experiencing, are they biblical? Are we doing it as God has instructed us to do? Or we are using our own imagination just trying to imitate what these prophets were doing? But don't let us forget that it happens in their time. And God has so many ways that He used to talk to us. If God was talking to them through that ecstatic actions or ecstatic thing, God is not using this in our era. God is talking to you in our dreams. God is talking to us in our daily devotional lives. When we sometimes read our Bible, God speaks to us in so many ways. We should focus on our salvation, pointing to Jesus Christ, than listening to what people are doing or what others are saying.
Sandra is here, and I think she would like to say a word or two on what you've said so far.
Yeah, and what I wish to say is that how can we strike a balance between settling down in this world and at the same time retaining our expectations of the second return of Christ?
Yes, Mama White gives this admonition to us that we are planning for life. Let's plan as if Christ will come 100 years, 1,000 years. But if we are working on our salvation, let's work as if Christ is coming next minute, next day, because we don't know the time that Christ will come. But if you base our thoughts on that and we refuse to plan, then we are refusing to be a good steward. So let's combine them. If you are planning for life, let's plan very well. Let's plan that we want to be comfortable, we want to be good stewards, we want to take proper care of things that we have in possession. But if you are worshiping, when it comes to worship, when it comes to salvation, let's think that no time Christ will come. So Christ can come at any time. So we should plan towards that.
Indeed, we should plan towards that. But then, what type of life did God encourage Israel to lead in Babylon?
In fact, God was still telling them to worship them, worship Him well. Portray the life that will not be a burden to the Babylonians. In other words, God was expecting them to obey the rules. There in Ezra, God was expecting them to pray even for them. The same times, God was not expecting them to worship their gods. God was expecting them to worship Him as the person who created them. So where they find themselves back there in Ezra, God was still causing them to obey their rules, listen to the authorities, even pray for them. But besides, God was still expecting them to worship Him with all their heart.
Thank you, our cherished friend, for listening to us. We have been on a daily devotional series. We have seen a number of topics, and I believe you studied a lot with us by God's grace. I think I'll just ask Pastor to give us one last point on how to live the life such that we will not be like those people in Jerusalem who eventually had to face the destruction, even though they were taken back out of exile. God redeemed them, but we want to have a lifestyle that would please God all the days of our life. Something brief for us, Pastor.
Yes, we have to study our scriptures. We have to study our Bible. We have to take our devotional life serious. We have to always pray that God should give us what to do so that we will not fault. And then also, we have to accept our mistakes if people draw attention to that, and God will draw closer to us. God is always there to receive us back home. So we have to also get in touch with Him so that we can also get back to His place. This is our prayers as Christians, and this is our hope that we will get back to our Father.
Indeed, we have a hope that will eventually take us back to our God, no matter how far sin may have taken us away from God. Thank you so much, Pastor Osei.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
on the portals, he's waiting.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
It is good to give thanks and glory to God. It is good for God's children to be in the presence of God. That is why David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of God. I want us to thank God for the grace that is sufficient for us, for his grace that has made it possible for us to be counted among the living. I want to use this moment to welcome you to the moment of truth. I'm your humble servant, Eric Achise. Today, I want us to look at a message that is captioned, You've Got to Go. You've Got to Go. And then the memory text is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 13 and 14. You've got to go. 13, 14. There I read, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, reading from 13 to 14. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, the time has come for us to listen to your words. Our prayer this morning, Lord, is you give us the understanding. Our prayer, Lord, is that you're going to touch our souls with your word. We pray, Lord, that may you let these words transform our lives. We pray, Lord, that may you let these words change our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You've got to go. Sweetheart, I'm sorry, but you have to go. You've got to go. There are some things, beloveds, that are worth treasuring for. Things that we need to treasure in our lives. And there are others that we need to put behind ourselves. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 6 that a time to get the things that are needed and a time to lose the things that are not needed. There are things that you need. There are things that are worth searching or looking for. And there are things that you need to throw behind you. There's time for all these things. Beloveds, a time to cast away certain things in your life. But to us humans, there is the tendency to always cling to some of these things that we are so familiar with. Some of the things that we see so interesting. Some of the things that we think we so love. No matter how bad it is, we still cling to those things. Some of us have clung to some of the injustice done against us years back. Fear, grudges, and death of loved ones. Bad treatment given to us by some of our parents or some people. We still cling to those things. We still hold on to those things. Some collect these things and nest them for a long time, thereby activating events that are past. Letting go, beloved, is one of the most difficult tasks to us. The most difficult task for human beings. We cling on to the past events so much that they become part of us, and letting go is like doing away with part of our body. That is the way we tend to treat sin. We cherish certain sinful habits so much that they've become our sweethearts. We find it difficult to let them go. The difficulty we find in freeing ourselves from physical clusters parallel our difficulties in getting rid of sin in our lives, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. If we are going to be victorious in our walk with Jesus Christ, we must let go of every weight and sin that pulls us back. Sin is unwanted weight that we need to dispose if we want to walk with God. Anything that takes our time and our attention must be disposed of. Let it go, beloveds. Let go of any past habit that will not help you, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust, when you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. the grudges, the old habits, etc., that we keep constitute the old man. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Put away our old man. Let us do away of those old things, those our faulty behaviors, attitudes, and walk in his image. When you read Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Since we are now in Christ, he alone is our sweetheart. Jesus alone is the one we should treasure. And so we need to get rid of any other thing that will take our time and attention from Christ Jesus. Let go of anger. Let go of any blasphemy. Let go of lying, backbiting. Let go of filthy languages. Let go of bad music, pride, etc. When you read Colossians chapter 8, reading from verse 8 to 9, there are so many things are mentioned that we need to let go. And most importantly, let go of past failures and move forward. Let it go, friends. Forgive that person who wronged you. You sometimes go and do not cherish what people do to you because you are hurt. Beloveds, you have to let go. Let go of all the past experience. Whatever it is, say this, sweetheart. Oh, sweetheart, I am sorry, but your time is up. You've got to go. May God grant you the strength to let go this week so you can receive all the riches he has promised you. May the good Lord himself be with us. May he himself strengthen us, even as we've decided to let go. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our God and Master Jesus, we want to thank you for reminding us to let go things that will not help us, things that will not make our relationship with you intact. We pray this, our Lord, that you strengthen us. We pray that, Lord, you touch our heart, touch our souls, and help us to be able to let go. That, Father, when time is no more, we together with others will give you glory and adoration. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.